When Principal Steven Trejo arrived at C.E. Rose Elementary School in 2003, the school was 1 year away from corrective action.
So we basically had 1 year to turn the school around. It was a tough road because, you know, the mindset here was, to a certain extent, that, you know, everything was fine, that the students, even though there was only 20 to 30% of the students meeting or exceeding the state standards on AIMS.
Fast forward 9 years, and Trejo says the school looks and feels like a different place.
Now, over the years, we've even got up into the 90% percentile in writing.
That's one of the many reasons C.E. Rose is receiving an award from the National Center for Urban School Transformation. The elementary school is on South 12th Avenue and West Irvington Road, a neighborhood of middle to low-income families in Tucson's South Side. Walking down the main hallway, decorated with colorful murals, Trejo talks about the pride and accountability his students have. He says a lot of things have changed since the Arizona Department of Education gave the school a failing grade. He brought in uniforms, changed discipline policies, and introduced a program to help change the overall culture at C.E. Rose.
And that made a huge difference. And then about 4 years ago, we brought in a program called The Leader in Me, which is a program by the Franklin Covey Company, which is based on the 7 habits of highly effective people.
The program teaches students to be the leaders of their own learning. Trejo says it's not just about self-esteem. It's about making sure that students have enough knowledge to see themselves as capable.
When a child starts seeing themselves as, you know, successful, then they start behaving that way.
And he says students at C.E. Rose always know where they stand.
And then we have something else called data notebooks, where the students actually track their data and they track, you know, how they're doing. And they keep their AIMS scores and they keep their reading scores.
He says the number of students that get sent to his office for discipline problems has gone down from 150 in a school year to about 40. And discipline is part of the criteria used for the national award. The school also had to show evidence of high achievement for English learners and students with disabilities. Lynn Perez is the associate director for the National Center for Urban School Transformation. The National Center is based out of San Diego State University.
With the mission of identifying, celebrating, studying, learning from very high-performing urban schools across the country.
Perez was part of the group that visited C.E. Rose during the selection process. She says the center looked at about 40 schools before selecting 14 award winners. Half of them are elementary schools and the other half are middle schools from all over the U.S. A school is considered an urban school when it's in an area of 50,000 or more people and has 60% of its students receiving free or reduced meals. At C.E. Rose, about 90% of the students are receiving free or reduced meals.
They face the same challenges as all other urban schools do, serve similar populations of students, but the difference is that they are getting incredibly remarkable results for all groups of students.
She says it was obvious to the National Center that Principal Trejo is pushing the students to do their best.
His deep commitment to the students in the community and the students he serves is really quite remarkable. And it's not something that is uncommon among the schools that we award, but it really does highlight that the people who do this work and do it well end up making the deep kinds of transformation and increasing student learning as in the way that it's been done at C.E. Rose.
But Mr. Trejo, as the students call him, does not take all the credit. He says his team of teachers, staff, and also the parents at home are all contributing to the students' success. One of those success stories is sixth grader Johnny Rios, who has been at C.E. Rose for 3 years. She heard about the national award and says her school deserves it.
I have been getting grades that I didn't get at my old school at all. My grades have gone up a whole bunch. They're straight A's.
She says all the after-school tutoring programs have taught her to care more about school. But she says C.E. Rose gives her more than tutoring.
If you're having trouble, this school teaches you not to just get down on yourself and not just tell yourself you can't do it. They push you and they believe in you. And if you ever feel lonely, they're going to make you feel like you're welcome and they're going to make you feel like you belong. And that's not what a lot of schools have.
Trejo, the principal, says hearing students talk about their school that way makes all the hard work worth it, especially when the school's budget has gone down and its achievement rate continues to go up. According to the National Center for Urban School Transformation, C.E. Rose Elementary is the first and only Arizona school to ever receive the Excellence in Urban Education Award. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.